Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie. We're going to go over the team theory observations in two parts today. We're going to do the quick market summary for the PDF file, which you see, because that's an important thing going into the new week. And then I have a bunch of questions which are very important, and I wanted to talk about some of the longer-term trends, and I will take care of that in a Monday appendage to this, what you see now. And I would suggest you watch both of them because it turns out the long-term trend provides the muscle to make things happen, which are very important for making money, while the short-range tees are just basically execution as to when what's the best time to buy so that you have you get in early and you don't kind of cut the risk down and so forth. Okay, so let's look at the PDF file first of all. You'll see that I have changed the chart, and what I'm doing here is I'm trying to explain the long-term picture and the short-term picture all in one chart, which really isn't possible. But, you know, I get a lot of these questions are coming in, and so I have to sort of figure out how to do it in one step, and it's not always easy. You'll notice that let's just go to the basics of the chart. You see in the blue volume oscillator a declining tops trend line starting from the sort of the mid-March time period. We saw the rally into the end of the month, early June, which could have been the last tees, the old tees, which is no longer shown. Top date, and we see the market fell down for a couple days, went up for a day, and came back down. And that, in T theory, is a potentially explosive situation because you have an indication that there's a large amount of pent-up buying power, which is lying on the sidelines, and they're trying to figure out how to get into the stock market. The dilemma is quite difficult for them because if you go up to the top of the chart where you see the red S&P 500 bars, you can see that as soon as the accumulation, which is the rising bottoms pattern in the volume oscillator, the market has come up and it's gone to a new high. And it's sort of mumbling around underneath the red line, which is the red line, which is really a toppy pattern. Well, I can tell you from history that what that is, that's an explosive situation because the market has got a lot of pent-up money that wants to get in, but it's kind of bashful or doesn't want to go in. And it's kind of caught in a dilemma, and the market trends by interpretation of the short-range tees is that it's an explosive situation, but it hasn't hit the trigger point or the ignition point where this money wants to come in. I would guess that that's going to happen next week, and the reason for putting this chart up right now is that the ignition point could come from last Friday's signs that you're getting a decline in the new layoff, whatever it was, the new layoff area, which is a fundamental argument. They didn't believe it on Friday, but if you look at that chart and that oscillator, and the way it's diverging, you can make a case that somebody's going to buy it next week, and that the recession is going to end by the end of the year. They know that the stock market turns up 6 months before the recession ends, and there's going to be a lot of greedy buying going on. Now, the question you might have, is where is all this money coming from? Well, in the upper chart, upper ridges of the chart, I have these green lines, ADT's 17-month cash buildup coming down into the mid-November low of last year, and then I have a green line that's coming up. It says ADT's projected 17-month S&P advance. That's basically the advanced decline T. The advanced decline T is much more important than the short-range T. The short-range T is important right now because if you're going to get a breakout here, you have to know what's the point at which it's going to occur if you try to refine your strategies. But the fact that the muscle comes from the 17-month advance from the 17-month cash buildup phase. Now, if you look at the news and so forth, you say, well, who would buy the stocks because things are so bad? But the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, they gave $7 trillion of money. And that money is into these greedy bankers, and they can't get anybody to borrow the money. So they're going to just turn around and put it into the stock market as a first step. And that's where the money is going to come from. And because that's a lot of money, that's where you're going to get the muscle coming out of here. As of now, you haven't gotten any clues because as of Friday, the oscillator has pulled back. It's sort of mumbling around there. But I would say that what you would believe in the projection period is that you have run into a situation where you have explosive upside down potential, and we're just waiting for some kind of a trigger to come. And that could be news-oriented. It's a good idea if the market doesn't go down, but he says you just wait around until somebody decides that they want to take all this money. Easy, buddy. That's my collie buddy. He's heard of the dog on the outside. Okay, so that's all we need to know for now. You'll see that there's a low arrow up, pointing arrows low, and then there's low with a question mark, and that's for Debbie. That's the first question I have to answer for her when we get into that stuff, and which is, and I'll just give you the answer, give you the question. Thank you so much for your intellectual generosity of posting your T-theory on your website. I learned a lot. I firmly believe in the echo law of physics and have a master's degree in applied math. I was wondering how I could apply the T-construction to the intraday level as I day trade the mini S&P for a living. Okay, I was looking at the gold charts and saw that you're using RSI, and I have been using Walter Brussett's cycle software intraday. This theory confirms confirms his cycle theory. Okay, the Brussett cycle theory, like the Peter Lighty cycle theory, is generally looks at lows in a rhythmic progression. So you have a low in the mid November last year, you have a low in early of March this year, and then if you in the construction, which I make these charts with my artistic program, there is a new low that's scheduled to come later on. The difference is in T theory, when you have an explosive pattern, you go back to the rising bottoms pattern and say you should have bought that rising bottoms pattern earlier because that's a lead indicator and the cycles are constantly going into a shifting process. And that's what she's talking about, the shifting process. Okay. There's a lot of stuff in there because the echo law of physics is very important, and I will get around to that after we get this T launched. We'll find out what goes in. The second question that I wanted to address, which is the is from Tom, who says basically, just to summarize this assumption, that back in March I said that there is a looking at the major chart, which is long-term 40-year cycle chart, it's the 200-year history chart, that I was looking for a low in the latter part of 2010. So how come, if I was that smart, I'm forecasting this advanced time date, it goes up to an August, what's going to become an August 2010. It looks like you've got the top and the bottoms being reversed. And the answer to that is, it is an interesting fundamental question as how you deal with long-term trends. But basically, advanced decline T's don't have any rhythmic tendencies. It says if you make the double bottom, it's going up, and you've got to deal with the other problem later on. This is what is called, what you could call catch 22 in cycle theory. Why did we get a change from a decline from 07 down to 2010 and get this suddenly bulge up? It's because the government threw the money in. That's what it is. If they put, you put enough money in the market, you'll make you can make the market into a bullish trend. So the new trend that we would convert, which is the 17-month uptrend, is a completely artificially injected trend from taxpayer money that was thrown at the market. Now, you could say that that's a bear market rally and so forth, but if this business, when you're trying to make money, which Debbie's talking about, is you have to go with the money flows. Otherwise, you won't be working for yourself. You have to go get a job with somebody else. And that's what the critical issue is. How much you can get on the upside for the 17 months is the question. But you know, if you look at the rise into 2000, which was a speculative run up in the .com speculation, and then you look at the 07 run up, which was a mortgage security speculation. You have to watch out that there isn't another speculation which is the coup de grace on this whole thing going up to 17 months. And that's where you have to be careful. And that's the only reason that you're looking at short-range Ts. It is possible that you're going to develop a new mania going up into August of 2010, which is the tip-off that you're coming down into the 40-year cycle low, which is not until after, which is like 2014, when I get to my next projections, 2014 or 2012 or 2016, something depends on what the errors are in the 40-year cycle. So you just have to accept the fact that if they want to put all its money up, you go along with it, and that's the short-term way to make money. But it's possible that all this thing is a big setup for a big catastrophe later on. This brings up the case of the gold question, which came up with Debbie, because she's not wanting to do analysis in the gold. I will explain that in a future update, but I will tell you one thing. As far as I can tell, the gold just goes up with the stock market. So if you're bullish on the stock market because you're thinking about buying equities, you might as well be bullish on gold or industrial materials or, you know, copper or whatever it is. It's basically, it's a commodity kind of a deal. And so, you know, you want to buy gold, it's just, you say, yeah, but this is, stock market is going to be good, so it's going to be bad for gold. It's not true. It's the other way around. It's, they're all going up together, and it doesn't have anything to do with it. Okay, that's my summary for the, you know, that's the quick story. But I'd love to do the analysis at a later date in more detail, and I'll start doing that on Monday. Once the T gets started here, I will start going into the longer term pictures, and I have a lot of other questions on that subject material, and I'll get to those at that time. Thank you, and check in again after Monday's close, and I should have some other activities for you. Bye-bye.